Morena, 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 ngā mihi o te ata ki a koutou katoa e whakarongo mai nei. On the phone we have one of New Zealand's greatest artists, one of the biggest artists of all time. She's graced many stages across the world and just come off a major tour. Welcome to the show, Holly Smith.
Kia ora, thanks, Danny. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Look, that was a really good introduction. I like that one.
Water or Gold, big tour. How's it coming off the back of that tour, coming straight into New Zealand Music Month? How are we feeling and what's in front of Holly Smith for this year?
Yeah, I kind of stopped doing stuff, so now I'm sick and tired and don't know what to do with myself. yeah, it was a really busy few months, just everything leading up to release, and then just went basically straight on the road for 3 weeks with a few things in between. So, yeah, had a couple of little weeks now, just sort of getting little bits and bobs tied up off the back end of that, but just having a little bit of downtime for a minute, and then going to Wellington next week and going to just chuck some new demos down. Just going to keep going straight into it, I think, just trying to build off the momentum that we've got at the minute. So just trying to do some more writing already.
I don't think I've ever heard anything bad about your music. You're kind of been an inspirational artist throughout New Zealand music since you've started. What helps you stay inspired and keep going?
sometimes brute strength, ignorance, and wine. I don't know, probably just being very self-critical as well as, sort of being inspired by my peers probably more than anything. It's really difficult to do music in New Zealand. There's not a hell of a lot of reward, and it takes a lot of work. But, I know so many wonderful musicians around the country who do it really fantastically well and stay incredibly humble and do wonderful things. So I always try and draw inspiration from those guys, really. The people I know, the struggle is real.
Yeah.
And then we just sort of get on with it. So, yeah, all sorts of things.
We're really excited to have you on the show today, and I know that you've just come off a tour and you were in Te Tai Tokiro, but can you see yourself coming up to Te Tai Tokiro a little bit more often, and when can we hope to see you again?
I guess the thing is with touring, you kind of have to stick to the main centres a little bit when we're doing a bigger tour just to make it, sort of work. We're going to do another tour in September. We'll probably be able to do a whole lot more smaller venues and smaller places, as well as a couple of the main ones again. So we'll be able to hopefully incorporate a whole lot more of, rural New Zealand through that tour, which will be really awesome. So that will be through September, I think, if it all goes to plan.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it. We're really excited. Everybody up here loves your music. And speaking of music, one of the questions we're asking all the artists this month is, what is the most played song on your phone right now?
I'd have to say, I can't look at my phone, I'm on my phone. I'd have to say probably in the Kendrick Lamar album, somewhere along that album. I couldn't give you a specific song, but the Kendrick Lamar's album pretty much been on high rotate for the last little while, so I'd assume that.
Yeah, that's definitely a good album. It's one of my favourites so far. When you're on tour in New Zealand and when you're going out and seeing our whānau, what kind of reaction do you get? Because you're really kind of a superstar in the New Zealand music industry.
I get a pretty good reaction, really. I mean, obviously, I'm just doing my own show, so everyone who's here is keen to be seeing me. So, real positive response. And on this tour, it was really wonderful. I sort of just sort of made a bit of a point about supporting New Zealand music, not just mine, but, how just was the landscape of music and stuff changing with Spotify and all that kind of thing. It's not really... But, we just don't make any money anymore, so it gets pretty tricky. So I sort of made a new rule that if you've listened to it more than once or twice on Spotify, then you should go purchase it if it's a New Zealand album. And that speech worked really well, and I got lots of support this time, and lots of people watched CDs and got lots of hugs and cuddles and signings and things like that. So it was real nice to be able to sort of sit down with people afterwards and have a quick little kōrero with them about, you know, what they're up to or what they're doing. So that was real cool. It was a nice thing to do.
That's awesome. I couldn't agree more. We need to support our New Zealand music because it is a tough industry, and if we want more New Zealand music out there, we've got to really support. Hoino, I know you're a busy lady, so do you have any last words for our listeners out there?
Oh, no, just thank you very much for all the support, and hopefully I'll see you very, very shortly.
Thank you so much for making time to come on Radio Te Heku this morning, and good luck for all of your music adventures in the future.
Yeah, cheers, honey. Good, thank you.
Tēnā tātou katoa, ko tērā te reo kōrero o tētahi o ngā manu te oriori rongonui o Aotearoa, ara ko Holly Smith. A ki te hihia koutou te whakarongo ki Wana Pūoro, Wana Waiata, tēnā, ka tā koe te hari ki tōna whārangi ipurangi kāmatu, i reira tētahi kōpai Pūoro, ara ko Border of Gold. Tēnā, haere whakarongo hokona, ēnā mea katoa e whakarongo mai ana koutou ki tēnei tō irirangi reo Māori, ara ko te hiku o te ika.